This is injury attorney David Femininio. A personal injury of any sort is in fact personal. I have dedicated my entire career to securing justice and maximizing recovery for those who have been injured in an accident. I also make sure that my clients get all of the medical care that they need to recover after an accident. You need an injury attorney who makes it personal. So if you or someone you know is injured, you need to tell them to call me at 855-65-CRASH or go to my website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
3 o'clock. Good to have you with us as Snowmageddon commences tonight. So we're going to do this. And Rico, unfortunately, in America in 2025, you have to offer a lot of disclaimers. Mm-hmm. So let me just say this. No one has advocated for the player I'm about to critique. No one has advocated for the team, like the team I'm going to critique. This does not mean I don't like them or don't like this player, but when stupid things happen or I start to see a behavioral pattern, I think it's okay to talk about it. So if the tiny brains in the back can't handle it, go to Kids Bop. But the Detroit Lions and their players and some of you in the fan base are becoming very unlikable. Now, part of that happens when you begin winning. Well, the rest of the league doesn't like you, except most of the league has kissed your ass. Your coach is a celebrity. Every player wants to play for him. Your team, everybody's rooting for us because, well, we've never won anything. But here's where it's gotten weird. Locally, there is just a behavioral pattern here, and I'm not comfortable with it. And it has become a little bit whiny, a little bit delusional. And yes, it ties into the discotheque. Yes, it ties into I can't watch the Super Bowl. It's too painful. But we would have rolled the Chiefs. If we were healthy, .. It's like, no, that's the NFL. This is what you sign up for. And when you don't win a playoff game and you get hit with a Brinks truck by a rookie quarterback at home, nobody wants to hear it, especially when another reason you've become unlikable is that you chastised and vilified anyone who merely gave the Commanders a chance. So the latest installment of this, and I'm telling you, I believe every bit of this, and I know David will agree with me because at the peak of his organization, they do it a certain way. The peak of my organization, they did it a certain way. Stop the talk. So now everyone's got a podcast. Amon Ross St. Brown, who I love, had a pod. I don't love what he said. And I can't play the audio because the audio is really not good. No. And it's not playable, guys. So I got to read it to you, okay?
Yeah, he mumbles a lot. Yeah.
It's just three sentences. Do you want to see the Lions play the Eagles in the first game? You could see what could have happened in the NFC Championship with a healthy defense and how that bleep operates. Amon Ra, you got beat by the Commanders. And second of all, whether your defense is healthy or not, you don't have a right to talk like that. Because the Eagles just won the Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. They dismantled the Commanders, the team that beat you, and they dismantled the Chiefs. Mm-hmm. Okay? You can think it. You can say it in your own house. Hell, you could talk in the locker room. You know what we don't need? We don't need it to be broadcast. You know what we don't need? Alex Anzalone saying, I'm not watching the Super Bowl. We're watching Beauty and the Beast. What? You know what? Here's the deal. Humble up. Because as good as the Lions were, you know what it turned out? They weren't the best team in the league. And they weren't close. And injuries aside, think about it. Look at your schedule. Look at who you played. Who did you really beat? Think about it now. Soulless Ginger twice. Jordan Love missing his groin. Who'd you play? Who was this gauntlet of a schedule? And when you go into the playoffs and you don't win a game, I don't want to hear anything. Much less, hey, man, if this and if that, and we want the team that just won the Super Bowl, and we'll show you what's up. You know what? Do me a favor. This is what I said the other day, Rico, and I meant every word of it. No more social media, no more podcasts, no more talk. Just the work. Mm-hmm. Go back into the lab. It's just the work. And I want players to believe they can beat Philly, but this has got to stop because the problem is the fans eat it up.
Yeah. Mike, the funny thing about the whole podcast was his brothers were kind of like, yes, the NFL, everybody gets hurt. No. We had all of these injuries. They're like, who? And so he goes and starts naming all of them, and he can't even remember them. And it's like, everybody gets hurt. Everybody has injuries at the end of the year. No team has all of their original 53 men on the roster playing for them. But you're right. It's the rallying cry. You know, the NFL needs to see this game. This is the game that was supposed to happen. This is what the people want. It's like, or you could have just won the game and given the people what they want. So, no. But he's like, yeah, they have to put us on that first game because
no,
this
they
is what's
don't.
Needed.
Look, bottom line in all of it is this. I want to know where you're at as a Lions fan, okay? Because I can't figure out which it is. Is it that you would have smoked the Chiefs, even though you couldn't have beat the Eagles? Or is it now that, well, you'll just beat everyone because things weren't fair? Look, the injuries are what they are. They hurt you. You know, you didn't hear Philly cry when they lost N'Kobe Dean in the playoffs or when they lost Juergens and Dickerson in the NFC title game and they basically had Rico starting at center. It happens. Things happen. Yeah. You weren't the best team in the league. Because you know why? The best team in the league doesn't get orbital rammed by a rookie quarterback at home.
You know what, buddy? Right there. Because here's what happens. Here's what's going to happen. Let's just say you get to play the Eagles. You get Amara and the Lions fans get their wish in week one. You play the Eagles. It'll be another year where you're a day late and a dollar short. Meaning, when you had an opportunity to beat the 49ers, you didn't. Oh, but wait till next year. We'll win that game and do what? Okay, that counts as one. You don't get anything other than that. Oh, okay, well, now we're going to play the Eagles. Okay, and you win that game, and you get a victory. That's it.
My problem,
there's no trophy.
Too,
there's no banners.
Rico, honestly, it's all of it. It's the ski masks. It's the villain sweatshirt. It's the we're going to rub it in your face trick play stuff. Oh, Cowboys and Dan Skipper, are we eligible now, bitch? And it's like, guys, no team in the league has talked more and won exactly nothing than you. Like, you haven't even gotten to the Super Bowl, much less won it. This year, you showed your ass in the playoffs. Enough. I want to know where fans are at with it, because I think we're in the midst of a little bit of like a conversion with this team. The what-if stuff has to stop. The whole, oh, man, if we just would have given Gibbs the ball more thing, stop. You just stop.
Brody, they are going to ride the whole, well, if we had a healthy defense, you know we would have won the Super Bowl. No, I don't think so. But
no, I'm just tired of it. And frankly, here's the thing. It's one thing for fans to be delusional, but I think when players start to act this way, look, I would like to see Dan Campbell kind of rein this thing in. He's a damn good coach, and they're a damn good team. But they're getting a little bit, you know, let me borrow a phrase from the midday show. May I?
Yeah.
Lions are getting a little bit chesty for my liking. Just a little bit over their skis. Mm-hmm. Now, if you want to start talking the way they talk, you better be the Chiefs. You want to talk the way they talk, act the way they act, you better be the Patriots back in the day. Rings, plural. You have so many rings, you start saying you have rangs.
Right.
Like, come on, man. And that's R-A-N-G-Z.
Right.
Rangs.
You need that, not a cake of you standing on top of your head at a bakery.
Yeah, and look, Rico, I'm not expecting it, nor do I care if this is a popular opinion, but it's a conversation I think we should have. Because what I'm not going to do all off season is this. You lost. End. Mm-hmm. Nobody cares about the prologue. Nobody cares of what was fair and unfair. We talked it. We lived it. Mm-hmm. We talked after Aleem and Carlton Davis went down. Like, you got to stop. And the players have got to stop. The fans most certainly have got to stop. This should be a reality check. This league is hard. Mm-hmm. It's unforgiving. It's brutal. Fair is not a word that is used. Infuriating.
I'm with you. And it was, this is what the people deserve. They needed to see this game. It's like, or you could have just beat the Commanders and we would have saw the game.
Yeah, let me help you. Nobody cares that you lost. America does not care. The earth still spins. The sun still rises. Quote, you would have seen what could have happened in the NFC Championship with a healthy D and how that bleep operates. Yeah, well, guess what? When you let Jaden Daniels come into your house and sex you up, that doesn't happen.
Yeah, and that's the funny thing is because we were talking pre-show, and I think that's going to be the opening night game is the Eagles and the Commanders.
And
because
it won't validate anything. It won't change anything.
No.
What?
I'll say this, and then we'll move on. Okay. But I think it will because I think, let's just say Lions play the Eagles and beat them. It'll be the same thing as when they played the Chiefs week one and won. See, we could be Super Bowl champions. Because to a lot of people, you expected to get a ring after that game.
Every year's a new story, but whatever. But I'd like to know from fans. And again, I'm not asking for fan-on-fan warfare or fan-on-team warfare. Is it time for the Lions to kind of close ranks, circle the wagons, go into the lab, be about your business? Less talk, more walk.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy!
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
We'll get to the people in a second. It's just a reminder. No one has advocated for Amon-Ra more than me. Hell, I got into a damn street fight with Rico. I said he's top five receiver in the league for last season. I love the guy, but I don't have to love everything he does. And this is not an Amon-Ra thing solo. This is kind of just like the straw that broke the camel's back in my world, where it has just been so much talk, so much sizzle from the Lions. You know what? Enough. Nobody cares, man. No one's crying for us. When you don't win a playoff game, you don't get to talk. And this team all along the way, you know what? You're running up the score. You're running your trick plays. Hey, J-Mo says, hold my D. And you're like, okay, fine, guys. You better win it all. You're going to play this way. And then for that team to do the crying about the injuries, it's one thing for fans to do it. It's another thing for the team to do it. And when Amon-Ra does this whole, well, if our D was healthy, you would have seen. What a scene, what? The Eagles just dusted the dynasty. They murdered the Kansas City Chiefs. Murder. Like, I don't need to hear it. So I want, and again, this is about the team. This is about fans. This is not just like an Amon-Ra thing. It's just, it was Amon-Ra's pod. I don't know a way around that. He's still my favorite player on the team. I just, less of this, please. Do you think it's time for Dan Campbell to rein the players in and for fans to cool it? That's the question. Yeah. We're having that conversation. Rico, did I forget anything, brother?
No. You did. Because I almost feel, as you say, to take something from the midday show, I almost feel like we need a moratorium on, well, we were injured. And that's why we lost.
From the same fan base that told you the injuries didn't matter. And you were a hater if you didn't pick them to win by 50. Pick a lane, guys. Can't be driving all over the road like that. Let's go to Jay. He's batting leadoff in the 3 o'clock hour. Jay, what's going on, pal?
Hey, gentlemen. Thanks for having me on.
Hey.
So anytime somebody starts with, well, if we had or if they had or we could have or we should have, then you lost me. It's you didn't. It was something wasn't supposed to happen if it didn't happen. It's reality, and it's pragmatism. We had a great season last year, but we didn't get it done, and there were a lot of reasons. But to keep going back and beating that dead horse, it's like, come on. You don't need to blow it out of proportion on either end. We weren't garbage just because we didn't get through the playoffs, and we also aren't the greatest team on the planet but got robbed due to injury. It's right down the middle. It's here's what happened. We move on. It's that simple.
And you know, and Jay, let me add something. One second, because I don't want to lose the point you just made. It's one thing if you had played the Eagles and lost and say, damn, I wish we had our full complement of players. That's one thing.
Absolutely.
You weren't even in the game. Go ahead with the rest of your call. I'm sorry about that.
No. That's all right. I think what I've heard is customers all day long talk to me about this. And I think it's just as bad on both ends. You got everybody, you know, falling on this whole victim thing because we had so many injuries, which we did. I'm not disputing that, but get over it and move on. But then on the other end, you know, you've got a lot of other people saying, the season didn't mean a thing. We were total garbage because we didn't get through the playoffs. I'm more down the middle. I think that you know, yeah, we didn't win a playoff game, but it sure did a heck of a lot for the city of Detroit. And so that means something, in my opinion. But again, then there's the flip side of the coin. No, we weren't the victims. We weren't supposed to be in the Super Bowl. We weren't supposed to make it past the second round of the playoffs. Why? Because we didn't. It's reality.
Yeah.
Like you said, Mike, the world still spins and the sun still rises. You can't change that. I don't have a DeLorean with a flux capacitor. I can't go anywhere and fix it.
The gigawatts.
Oh, Jesus. No, but Jay, I'm with you. And it's just, it's such a weird space where, and yeah, candidly, fans don't know how to behave because they've never been here before. I would just like to see the players and the fans cut the invincibility routine only to then dovetail out and play the victim. I mean, it is something to behold here.
No, and you know what? Here's the thing. I'm going to go one step further. I don't really, fans are fans. I need the players to stop.
Well, you know what I said to you. Look, I referenced it early on. The Pittsburgh Steelers in their prime, the Giants in their prime, there's a business-like attitude to it. You don't hear this level of talk. You don't. The Patriots didn't talk this way. They were the greatest dynasty in the history of the sport. They just didn't do it. There's a Patriot way. I don't think the Chiefs talk this way. Now, if you want to sell me that Kelce does because he's more interested in being a celebrity, cool. The point I'm making is the takeovers, villain, ski masks, gestures, trick play spite stores, all the stuff this team does. Guys, cool it. Let's be about the business. You want to go on that revenge tour? You want to believe in your heart? If everybody was healthy, you would have got it done. Good, you should. No one needs to hear it.
No, I'm with
you. Go to Christian.
I was about to say, and at some point, you have to just forget about, well, we were injured. So was everybody.
Go to Christian, 97.1. What's up, Christian?
How you guys doing?
Hey, Christian.
Good. So the more I listen to, you know, the comments made by some of the players and what seems like 60 to 75% of the fan base, they've got a little bit of, like, Michigan football going on. Remember the year where they lost to TCU where it's like, well, if we beat TCU and if Ohio State beat Georgia, then we already beat Ohio State, so therefore we're the national champion. It's like, okay, but none of those things happened, so that's essentially useless. So I don't know. It's tough for me not to draw a parallel to that. There's a lot of coulda, shoulda, woulda going on.
That's and because they are Michigan fans, Christian.
Yeah, there's a decent amount of overlap, I'm sure. So that makes sense.
Yeah, it's kind of a learned behavior. But no, it's crazy because you see smart people start acting dumb. I mean, even now you're sitting here. What if you didn't even make the NFC title game, why the hell am I listening to your opinion on you would have rolled up the Super Bowl champions? That's insane behavior.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah.
That's insane.
It's, you know, it's the same deal. You know, Michigan, you can even go back, you know, before they won the Natty, you know, it's years of losing to Ohio State and years of all the talk. And same thing with the Lions. They've never won a Super Bowl. They haven't earned the right to say, well, we should have done this. Well, you've never showed in your history that you've been able to do that.
Right.
So, that's all I got.
No, Christian, I know.
It.
And it's a great point. And I mean, I start to look at it and it's like, man, you blew the NFC title game last year. You thought they'd be a little more businesslike this year, but we put up with it because they went 15-2, and candidly, with a schedule that ended up being way easier than we previously thought.
Right.
I mean,
right.
And it's not their fault, but it had the feeling they were kind of front runners. Okay, and then stuff got hard, and what happened? And yet, I still got to hear you talk.
That's it right there. Because, yeah, when you were winning, it was all fun and games. Look at the trick plays. And we got a, you know, hook and lateral to Sewell. And we're going to do all of this stuff. We're running up to score. We're the best grit. And then you got injured. And now you want people to feel sorry for you because you had injuries.
Even though they're the team who are still busy shoving firecrackers in people's mouths up by 40.
Mm-hmm.
You can't have it both ways. Look, I love their toughness. I love the fact they love playing for this city. They love playing for Dan Campbell. I love the hard-nosed approach. Emulate that. Because the other side of it, Rico, it's very Hollywood. And I don't think that represents this city, and I don't think they're good enough to behave that way. I don't. Just be about the business, man. And once you put that ring on your finger and we have that parade, you pretty much get licensed to do what you want to do. You don't get to do it now. Not fans, not players.
That, my friend, I totally agree with. Because I just have a feeling that a lot of people feel, well, if we beat the Eagles, then that we can give us their rings and their trophy.
You know what? You should shop where Za'Darius Smith shops. You can make fake rings for yourself.
There you go. You're on. I like that, Mike.
I give up.
We'll get
all
more,
right.
We'll get more of your calls next. 97.1.
All right. Kenny's back from the bathroom, which means we can talk to him. Odyssey.com rewind. You missed anything. Amon Ra's comments on his podcast are kind of, it's a bit of a metaphor for what the Lions seemingly have become. Very chatty, very arrogant, yet with a kind of woe is me attitude. I don't know what to make of it. I've just had enough. Just play. But Kenny, you know, you're a Lions super fan, and you do, candidly, you talk to as many fans as we do. You screen the calls. What is your take on our topic here? Like, and it's fine if you're like, guys, you're the fun police. Go ahead and just say the damn thing. But where do you stand on all this?
No, I think I side more with you guys, especially considering, I mean, all right, they're being awfully chatty for a team who hasn't won anything yet. And what I start to get concerned is if this continues, what's the message coming from the top down? Because at a point, it's players being immature. It's players doing what players do in any league. This happens. You're seeing podcasts pop up for every sport, even for players' wives, which I still find bizarre. But if the message from the top down, from the coach and from the GM, is you're allowed to do this, we're going to let you do this, and you can be as chatty as you want, you can, you know, send the fans the wrong messages, that to me is the bigger issue, is the message coming from the coaching staff and the top down.
Yeah, and that's why I said organizationally, just rein it in. This needs to be go into that lab, and we'll talk to you in the summer. I don't need it. You didn't even get to play Philly. No one cares about your hypothetical Madden matchups. And Amon Ra's too good of a player to say stuff like this. Oh, well, you would have seen what would have happened. No, well, you know what? You could have beat a rookie quarterback, and it would have happened.
It's funny because I wonder if Aaron Glenn was really not about this, because the second he got to the Jets, he basically said, yeah, Aaron Rodgers, yeah, either you do your podcast or you play for the Jets. You got to.
Well, double bell ring for you, because A, that's a great point, and B, you discovered this topic, so you know what? Powerball Rico time. But no, you're right. Campbell walked in like he was, I don't know, like I'm going to kill everybody. We're not about this mess. Yet, I didn't think about it like that. Really good point. All right, let's get to the people. Go to Jeff, 97.1. Jeff, what's going on, bud? How you doing?
Good. How are you? Hey, thanks for taking the call. I think it comes from the top. I sent you guys a text that said that Campbell posted just before the Commanders game in between the break. Those fans who have kept the faith, you deserve this. To the doubters, stay off our train. It's too late for you now. I'm 60 years old. I've been a fan of this team forever. Who is he to come and kick people off the fan bus?
That's a good point. Yeah, and there was that meme moment where he told Kevin O'Connell, see you in 2 weeks. Yeah, you will, in Cabo.
Yeah. But no, Jeff, you're right. I do remember that. It was all about, basically, this is for our loyal fans. You've earned this. Everybody else, nah, it's too late.
Jeff, are you with Rico and I that they're just, you'd like to see organizationally kind of calm it down?
Yeah, I mean, do something before you talk. It's great to, you know, sell Wolf tickets, but, you know, it's like you better produce something. I said all early along they're playing a soft schedule. They ran into an AFC South with some banged up people. They were playing a very weak schedule. The entire AFC East played a weak schedule. We saw that based upon their playoff performance. So they got to do more before they can start kicking people off the fan bus or telling fans how we're supposed to act.
Yeah, no, Jeff, it's a good point. You know, again, it's adding another log to the fire. And you know, look, I'm sure there's other things I have forgotten or haven't brought up. Or same with Rico. It's just, it's been this cavalcade of the players and fans started to believe they couldn't lose. if you, I remember, Rico, case in point, I remember doing a, I think it was a podcast with Cookies, and it might have been the first Packer game. And I'm like, listen, tough assignment. This is a game Green Bay is supposed to win. Weather's supposed to be bad. Probably just going to take the 2.5, take the Packers. You would have think I collectively called everyone's mother a whore. You're not a real fan. It's like, okay, we're doing this? I'm sorry, what are you, the 1984 Niners? Guys, calm down. You're not going 17-0. Like, so you have that approach from fans, players it wasn't good enough to just win. You had coaching. Like, Ben Johnson was a big part of this, too. There's an arrogance there. You know, hey, we're up 40. Let's be up 50. We're going to have Penei Sewell throwing touchdown passes. Like, this is stuff that's, like, a little bit out of bounds. And it doesn't matter when you're winning. And it doesn't matter if you win at all. But when you fall short, you don't get to dovetail back and go, well, notfair.com. And it just stop. Play.
No.
It's the same thing with guys like J-Mo, with Kirby. Kirby's a hell of a safety, but too much talk. Brian Branch, guy's basically a mortal lock for multiple suspensions this season. Dial it back. J-Mo, love your development. No, the defense doesn't need to hold your boo-boo. Stop. Stop. No, we're not going to impregnate the end zone. Stop.
Yeah, and I'm not saying you have to be Barry Sanders when you score a touchdown, just turn the ball
absolutely
and give it to the ref. But, yeah.
Do something fun. You don't need to do graphic crap.
Yeah.
Come on, you're better than that.
Yeah.
You're better than that. Go to Ben, 97.1. Benny, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
I kind of operate on that. Let my actions speak louder than my words. We went out and we screwed the pooch, and we need to rein it in, get back to basics. And as far as us playing Philly next year, how do we know that they're going to be the same team that
they were
in the Super Bowl? You know, they're going to be different.
Yeah, right. Listen, next year's game doesn't mean anything. I'll tell you what next year's game means. It means you're 1-0. But it has nothing to do with righting or wrong. That's all just, that's fan talk. That's not real.
Right. Real quick question for you guys.
Yeah.
With the whole defensive end talk with Garrett and Parsons, and if I'm thinking correctly, none of that could actually happen until the new year, correct? Like March 12th?
Yeah, no, nothing will happen today. That's just conversations about what should the focus of the offseason be. You know, is this an all-in type move? Yeah, and again, there might be something with Myles Garrett where it doesn't happen until June 1st based on the cap situation and how it alters his contract. But look, there's four players right now that look like they could be gettable. Trey Hendrickson's one, Micah Parsons is one, Max Crosby's one. I'd love to re-engage on Max Crosby and Myles Garrett.
And another really quick question, and if I'm thinking, if all four of those end up being available, does that drop the king's ransom that's going to be wanted for those guys, or is it still going to stay fairly high?
I think they're all different. And
thanks, guys, for taking the call.
Yeah, no, please, no problem. I think they're all different. Rico, I think you agree with me. It's like Garrett's not going to get what people think he's going to get. The most expensive of the group could be Micah Parsons, age 25. Max Crosby will be expensive because his deal is a sweetheart deal. Hendrickson might not be.
Yeah.
So see, I think they're all different.
But if all of them hit the market at the same time, I do think that they would affect each other because now you're shopping and now you're saying, okay, what are the, we have to have these, and what are the ones that we can, you know what, we can live without that.
So is there a guy on that list of four that isn't a have to have in your mind?
No, they're all a have to have, but they're all a little bit different. So it's like, okay, what do you really need? Do you want to go with youth? All right, now you're looking at Micah Parsons. Do you want to go with, hey, this guy is going to come in here and you know, Myles Garrett, he's going to be that guy. Do you want to go with a guy like for the line? He'll fit your culture because he's from here. You go get Max. So there's different levels to this. I do think that if they all came out at the same time and they were all available, you could kind of, you may not have to overpay because it's like, okay, well, I'll only go to this far because I'll just offer this guy my money instead of you.
If you All right, Rico's saying it's deal days. I like it. We'll get with more of the people, get the ticket texts as well. We got a football today to get to at 4 as we approach Snowmageddon now. We'll see if this actually happens. All right, let's get to the people. David, I'm going to wait on the ticket texts if that's okay with you. I want to finish out the calls on this. It's been a good topic. It's been a good discussion. And look, if you like the talk and that's your bit, you're welcome to it. But I think it's pretty clear through the way this topic has gone, at least the masses who listen to this show feel like they can actually speak freely without getting screamed at by Disco Guy and Tecumseh Tom. Like, it's okay to say, you know what, less arrogance. It's okay to say, you know what, less talk, more walk. And it stems, look, the latest thing was the Amon-Ra comments on the podcast, but it's really been a couple dozen things here where it's, guys, enough. Year's over. You lost. Stop it. Let's go to Richard. 97.1. What's up, Rich? How you doing, bud?
Hey, I'm doing fine. I'm right with you. And as much as I enjoyed this season, which was the most joyful season in my 50-plus years of watching them, I kept having this feeling that there was, like, there was an arrogance behind everything they were doing. There's a difference between confidence and arrogance. And, like, the Dallas game, which was a lot of fun until the horrible injury, why are they insisting of trying to get another touchdown to a lineman when they're up by 30, 40 points? Like, I wonder if some of that was Ben Johnson driven
100%.
And Campbell not reeling him in. And I'm wondering if maybe part of that arrogance will disappear with Ben Johnson along with the innovation. But little things were happening all year. And the other thing was pissing me off all year is seeing Dan Campbell with Sam every 5 minutes during every broadcast locally. And I think it starts with them. I think maybe he needs to reel it in. This was supposed to be a going-to-work team. And in the beginning, they were a going-to-work team, but they were riding like a pickup truck. And by the end, they were going to work in like a Jaguar or something. And that's not really who they are.
So, no, you know what? I'm with you. Maybe the loss of coordinators will kind of recenter this thing. I thought Rico made a very interesting point here about Aaron Glenn. You know, Richard, Rico and Richard, maybe this conversation, do you enter Aiden's comments under the same guise?
Yes,
you know,
I do.
You're asked about playing with Myles Garrett, and your answer is, we already got a bunch of guys, and that's unlikely.
Yeah,
and I'm like, what?
It's arriving, thinking you've arrived before you actually got there, which is what I think happened to them in part, besides the injuries with the game against Washington. I think they were reading their fan mail. I think they were listening to too much Mark Ryan, because Friday night before the NFC game against Philadelphia, they were he was talking about how it's ludicrous to think that they were going to lose and that the Lions were going to house Philadelphia or house Washington. And it didn't happen, obviously. And if they were healthy, I mean, I will say maybe they would have won. Maybe they would have beaten Philadelphia. But my father used to always say, it's a Yiddish term, he used to say that if my bubby had whiskers, she'd be my Zadie. And
I like that. I like that.
And it just
I'm learning something here, Richard. I dig it.
I'm a worker in the world of law, and I tell my clients all the time, we deal with the facts as they are, not as we wish they would be. And it's the same thing with the Lions. We wish it was different, but it doesn't help. You live
Richard,
with what you got, not what you wish you had.
Richard, and the sad reality is everything you're saying was so true.
What about the booby and the Zia and the whole bit? I mean,
No.
I mean, he's right. I learned something new.
You know how they were. You know what? I'm not trying to throw anybody under the bus. Let's just go. Let's move forward.
No, just we're here till 6. Just say it, but just be nice.
Yes, Mark Ryan. Jeff Rieger.
No.
You know what? I'm stopping you now.
Leave it alone. I didn't want you. You're like, we're here to 6. No.
You know
no,
what? But Doug they always were tells very me, pro. Treat everyone with respect.
No.
I'm not doing this.
They were very pro Lions that week.
Okay.
There you go. That's respectful.
My mama always said, if you don't have anything nice to say, don't say anything at all. So that's that. I'm just going to go to Sean. This is personal restraint. Sean, how are you?
Oh, my gosh, it's great to talk to you guys. I don't get to talk to you very often. It's been the last time I talked to you guys was 1-6 day in Campbell.
Sean, where the hell did you go?
I work during your shift. I listen every day. I just can't get away. We're preparing for Death Storm up here, so I got a couple of minutes.
But okay.
I appreciate everything you guys do on the side. 5-star zone, Boomer and Valeni, cash a ticket. Valeni, I blame you personally for the Cookie Monster. I'm sorry, but he's kind of your responsibility. He's a pain in my ass.
Don't put that evil on me. Come on now. I do the best I can. Listen, he's stubborn.
I've never placed a bet in my life, and I listen to every show. So I don't know. But
well, we thank you for it. What do you make of this?
Okay. This is my problem with the whole thing. I don't care how the players play. I've been mad about the same thing. I had the same thought you had coming out of the Buffalo game. I sent out the mass text to all the brothers who had all the plans for the Lions Super Bowl party. I said, that's it. There's no Super Bowl. McNeil's gone. Davis is gone. We can't win this. It's too much. We can't do it. So I had already decided that we're not going to the Super Bowl. We ain't beating Philly. But we should have beat that Washington team regardless. It was simple arrogance, and I don't care about the players. It was the play calling. Dan Campbell let Ben Johnson run a completely arrogant game plan for the Tennessee Titans in a divisional round playoff game. It was ridiculous. We didn't plan for our opponent. We said we're going to do whatever we want to do, and it's going to be good enough, and we're going to get by this team. And that's ridiculous. And if Dan Campbell is the first real problem I've had with Dan. He's the one I'm mad at. And the person whose responsibility it is to reel him in is Brad Holmes. You better get him to figure out that you can't let your players think arrogant, can't let your coaches coach arrogant, and you better reel it in. And I expect that this coming season.
Yeah, I think you're right. No, Sean, I think it's a good point. And look, he's a hell of a good coach. Believe it. Don't get lost in the criticism about how wonderful this turnaround has been. But there's a difference between confidence and whatever the Lions are. And Rico, I said exactly. You said exactly what he just said. That was an arrogant game plan against the Commanders when they went into that game. They treated it like it was Eastern Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't respect your opponent. Now look at this. You're in a dogfight, and you don't know how to counterpunch. You never planned on getting punched in the face. So I'm going to be fascinated what this offseason brings. New coordinators, you're going to get some roster turnover. You do wonder if this team will eventually humble it up and be ready to go to work. Because, man, I can't blame fans. They take their cues from their players and social media and stuff. But it's like, sweet Jesus, if this year didn't teach you anything, then you're just never going to learn. You're incorrigible. I can't help you.
Yeah, but I do think that you're probably going to see at least another year where it's going to be, at least this offseason, if we had a healthy team, everything would have been all different. Yeah. So a lot of people are still stuck in the, remember we did the stages of grief? They're still in that bargaining stage. If we would have had everybody healthy, we would have won. They haven't hit acceptance yet.
You want to get a little football today and next?
Absolutely, Mike.
Be curious. We'll do football today next, and then I gotta bring up the Pistons on something. And it has nothing negative about them. But there's a reason I can't be excited, and I need to know if I'm letting something affect me that I shouldn't. We'll talk about that. Not very nice, Dean. All right, 97.1.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Odyssey State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry and get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.